This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Venezuela's socialist government said Tuesday that an attempted coup was underway in Caracas. Opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim leader Juan Guaido saying there was no turning back in his efforts to overthrow President Nicolas Maduro. Thousands of demonstrators took to the streets of the capital with gunfire and tear gas erupting and troops loyal to Maduro firing water cannons at protesters. Maduro responded with his Twitter account, maintaining he had nerves of steel and had spoken with the commanders of every region of the nation, and the military was still loyal to him. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeting Tuesday afternoon, "The United States stands with the people of Venezuela and their freedom." Japan's now former emperor, Akihito, has abdicated his throne in favor of his eldest son. In his final address from the Imperial Palace in Tokyo Tuesday, Akihito expressed his thanks to the Japanese people for their support during his 30-year reign as emperor.
Since ascending the throne 30 years ago, I have performed my duties as the emperor with a deep sense of trust in and respect for the people.
He said it was fortunate for him that he could fulfill his duties with full trust and faith in his people. Associate Professor of East Asian History at Florida State University, Professor Annika Culver, tells VOA Akihito often came off as accessible to the public.
He just has this kind of happy-go-lucky personality that endears him to other people. And I think that he's had to.
This is VOA News. There has been a rare instance.